Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of March 17th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF.
Yes, that's right. Here we are live here on St. Patrick's Day. What a celebration here.
Oh, my God.
News AF. And here a man who is celebrating with his family at his home today. Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Great. We got the day off. I totally forgot to wear green and. Man, I feel kind of guilty because I didn't even know it was St. Patrick's Day until you told me, and you've got a green shirt
pinched.
On. Yeah, but Bergen doesn't even probably know that, and what, now I'm going to run out there and pinch her when I'm done with this whole podcast?
Of course. It has to be done.
Okay. Yeah. I'm here. My family's here. Everybody's here inside the house, but that's pretty standard fare for the Apostle.
You're probably regretting putting that TV on the outside. Now you can't even enjoy it.
He can go outside and watch his TV.
Yeah, we've been sitting outside. It is. Yeah, it is. I'll get into it. But first, I'd like to introduce our eye in the sky.
Whoa.
Oh, I like this.
Are you Danny Bryson?
Yeah. Here he is.
One of my good friends for almost two decades, Danny.
You know, I've been self-quarantined for 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Until I had kids and then it's like carrier monkey city. But the only three people that could get me sick for about 10 years were the Domino's delivery man, the lady that worked at Del Taco at 2 a.m, and Tyson Apostle. Mm-hmm. So as long as those three people stayed clean, I was clean.
Tyson, good. For any new listeners who are home from work and just on social media looking for some sort of content to look at, can you explain who Danny is? Introduce Danny for any new listeners.
Yes. So Danny is a good friend of mine. That has dated back 20 years. We lived in Switzerland together where I taught him how to not go to church and he taught me how to swear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Danny has once been described by another one of our friends as the only wet blanket you'd want to wrap and cuddle yourself up into.
Oh, I should get that on my business cards.
Yeah. That should be on your tombstone.
There's so many great places to put that.
The only wet blanket you want to snuggle.
Bio?
Yeah. Something like that. So, Danny is a realist leaning on the pessimistic side.
Mm-hmm.
I can be optimistic at time, but it's just
hard. But it's only when you're getting money or something.
And recovering hot soup addict, Danny Bryce.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot. There's too much to him. We couldn't fully describe, but that's his background. He was on a show called 100 Miles from Nowhere, where they ran 100 miles. Animal Planet didn't realize that nobody wants to watch anybody run even longer than a few minutes. Yeah. But they figured it out after half of a season.
Like, wait a minute. No one's watching this.
These guys have been running for like 6 days straight. So that's Danny. Rob, everyone knows you and me. Some people know and some people don't, but you're going to love me soon enough, I'm sure.
Okay. Tyson, excellent. You told us in the pre-show when we were getting warmed up here today that you had a story you were going to save for the podcast.
Yeah, you really oversold it, so it better be good.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am. I'm sitting down.
Rachel went with her mom to New York City about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect time to go.
She got back a week ago. Her mom came down with the flu the next day or flu-like symptoms.
Okay.
Her mom in a panic wanted to go get tested, but for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Eventually, she went and got tested for the flu because if you get tested for the flu and test positive, then maybe you can rule out. I mean, you could have both diseases, but at least you know that some of your symptoms might be coming
You could have both at the same time, or there's some symptoms that overlap, you're saying?
Some symptoms do overlap, but you could probably have both at the same time.
Wow.
So she had the flu, and then Rachel started getting sick. Mm-hmm. Now she's been exhibiting flu-like symptoms, and so we've been on like quarantine, staying away from everybody. But it's been a week and she's been sick for a few days, and me and the girls are both still healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rachel has strep throat, but worst case scenario, I would like Danny and Rob to push our corpses to the curb if you don't hear from us.
I'm coming straight for that outdoor TV.
Next Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And you're feeling okay?
I'm feeling great.
Okay. That's because you've kept up that heavy regimen of washing Rachel outside with a hose and a de-lousing.
Yes. And a de-lousing lie. Room. Is it lie or lime or whatever that you throw at him? Yeah. So I'm feeling incredible, honestly. And
make sure Rachel hears that. Maybe say that a little louder.
My heart goes out to those who don't. But Rachel is going to get tested for strep throat immediately after this recording.
Okay.
And I will keep everyone in the loop.
Yes, please do. Danny,
and I feel kind of guilty, dude. It's weird because like I'm not sick, but like I can't go out because I'm like, dude, what if somebody gets it and is Corona? And then Smart. Now I'm feeling responsible for that. So now I'm fully on lockdown and I'm washing my hands like every 20 seconds. I'll touch something in the house and then I'll just.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know if during the podcast you need to walk a break and then for hand washing. Everybody will understand.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm the only one who's allowed to touch this mic.
Well, you know what's
house.
Great about being me is that now all of my strange behaviors, like I used to always...
Like hot souping?
Well, no, like when I would go to a gas station and buy stuff, I'd bring my stuff back into my car and wipe it all off, especially if they manhandled my drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's all normal. It's accepted behavior, like, you know, wanting to hold the gas handle.
You can go around and Larry David all over the place.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of Monk. The other day, yesterday I got to my car and I was like, Liz, why... White.
Wow, your now age is really that. Showing. My parents used to love that show.
Dude,
Monk.
I didn't watch it.
He was so quirky, but so smart.
You're talking about Monk, the TV show?
Yeah, TV show. Yeah. We binge watched.
Like a Monk.
No, we binge watched it like a year ago.
Binge watched Monk?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I can't even rub my eyes that I want to because this is so funny. My parents love Monk, so I know that it's not
Same
a great show.
Same with my parents, okay?
I know it's not a great show. Danny, if my parents are in love with the show,
it was
I know.
Good. It was good.
Are you ready to start the world's first Monk rewatch podcast?
People should watch it. They can appreciate it more. And this, look, guys, I don't know, Tyson, why are you giving me such a hard time? You think your parents don't watch anything good? Do you think everything they watch automatically disqualifies it from being quality TV or anything? Entertainment.
Yes.
No, it was a good show. And at some point, when you watch everything else, when you're waiting for Game of Thrones to come back on with their next crappy season, you have to watch something because your wife demands that you watch something with her at night. You can't just each sit there and do your own thing for some reason. You have to watch something.
You don't Monk even have a TV in your house.
No, on a computer. A Monk is something you put on. So that I guess you don't have to talk to each other. Uh-huh. And I can still work while watching Monk. It's not a show that demands my attention.
I'm pretty sure my wife wouldn't talk to me anymore if I was watching Monk either.
Oh my, guys, you know what? You know what? Watch it, okay? And then
I
come back to me.
I saw some when I was in passing.
You
when
saw
I passing.
Some when you were passing, yes. And I saw some too, and I had the same thing. My parents like this, I can't watch it. It is not a bad show. I'm not saying it's the best show out there. I'm not saying it's Breaking Bad, but it's definitely not the worst show out there.
And that's the only thing we're trying to avoid right now is watching the worst
There's
show.
There's so much content. Netflix is pumping out. Netflix is just pumping out shows worse than Monk on a daily basis.
Yeah.
All right.
Like The Ranch.
I'm not apologizing for liking Monk, Tyson.
Is The Ranch still on?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, I would never watch that.
Terrible.
And my parents didn't even watch it. It just has Ashton Kutcher, and I would never watch that show. It looks so bad.
Yeah. Danny's worst take of all time, and that's saying something.
Yeah. Sarah in the Facebook group, my dad is 66 and watches Monk.
Guys, I'm not going to get Monk shamed. I'm not going to get Monk shamed. Watch the show, then come back to me and give me some
Dude,
informed
critique.
Dude, we
have to watch the entire show, every single episode?
You don't have to watch every single. There are a lot of seasons, so if you do like it, it could take up 2 weeks of time, easy. Mm-hmm. But go out and watch a couple episodes, then come back to me, all right?
Okay, so that's not every our homework for the week.
Yes, that's your homework for the
so
week.
So while we're all in lockdown, especially
Yeah, you've
my
got nothing else
here,
to do. Yeah, you're going to burn through everything else.
And I have two TVs. I could have one episode going on each TV so that I could burn through it twice as fast.
You might get spoiled on one.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you watching it? Are you downloading it illegally?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, it was on one of the streaming services.
Okay.
I don't know which one. I have so many. It's just impossible to remember which one it's on.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. then let's get into what's going on in the news. And so our top story at this hour, there is a hero that we, I don't know if we deserve, but he's the hero that we need right now. Egg McMuffin Rat is here. The newest rodent fast food star in New York City. Tyson, when Rachel was in New York City, did she come into contact with Egg McMuffin Rat?
How would she know that? Was he carrying an Egg McMuffin?
Yes, that's his thing. Okay.
Oh, that is his thing?
Here he is.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Egg McMuffin Rat.
Yeah. I have to also, full disclaimer, I have not read any of the headlines this week.
Okay, well, you can react to these things as they come in.
Yeah, just as our viewers would.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. A rat can carry up to one time its own weight. I didn't even know that.
In only Egg McMuffin weight.
Only Egg McMuffin weight. But Egg McMuffins are delicious, and I don't
they are
think
good.
That there's anybody that's going to disagree with us. So a rat getting its hands on Egg McMuffin. How did this happen?
Here, so okay, so let's see if we could play the video here at all of the
hopefully we get an advertisement.
Egg McMuffin rat in action, and of course, people love seeing all sorts of vermin with different things. This is coming on the heels of a cigarette cockroach, which really blew up in the fall. But Egg McMuffin rat was carrying.
Do you think all these guys have a conference like at some time? I guess it probably got canceled, but. They probably do have usually.
I love our obsession with ambitious animals.
It's like awesome.
Any
they're
animal
doing,
that's
like
trying
doing
to
people things, kind of.
Yeah, it's, humans just love it.
Yeah. So Egg McMuffin Rat was seen carrying an Egg McMuffin up a flight of stairs, which is pretty impressive.
Extra difficult too.
It went downstairs, not upstairs.
Spoiler alert: season the. End challenge in Survivor is carrying a body-sized Egg McMuffin upstairs.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah. Egg McMuffin Rat is here. Danny, a rather healthy breakfast, I would think, for a rat.
I had 3 McGriddles last week.
Mm-hmm. In a row?
Not in a row. Just spread out. You got to spread them out.
I was going to
say.
No,
I can't eat. I've tried to eat 2 in a row.
Yeah, it's...
Not possible. It's like the gallon milk challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, something happens near the end of that second McGriddle. I'm like, whoa.
It's not filling you up. It's just like the flavors are too much to consume that much of a... Yeah, I think we are in agreement. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, but this rat... you can eat the McMuffin. You can eat 2 of those. No problem. We don't know if this is his first or second McMuffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's weird is I would expect this to be the biscuit, because about 10% of the time when I order something at McDonald's, I end up with the biscuit, which is disgusting,
like,
but some
bacon,
of them
egg,
let
and
go.
Cheese. Rat does like cheese.
Yeah, but the McMuffin, I mean, I can't believe someone let that go.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would have fought for that. And even if the rat had gotten a nibble of it at some point, I would have broken that part off and still eaten the rest of it.
Yeah. Tyson, are you surprised that the Egg McMuffin rat doesn't just consume the whole Egg McMuffin where it is? Or do you think that it wants to?
It has to do it in privacy, dude.
Take out.
Yeah.
That's like me. I don't like to eat in public.
Yeah, you don't want people to watch you eating. Mm-hmm. And also, that seems like a high traffic, high risk area. You're going to lose your muffin there, dude. You got to stash it. And maybe he's saving some for later. You think that rat can eat all of that? I bet he's stashing it in the nest.
Dude, he's got to go take it to the king rat.
That's a tribute to the king?
Yeah.
No, I meant the king rat, the tangled nest of rats.
Yeah.
They're all starving.
The mating ball of
mating
rats.
Mating ball of rats. Yeah, that would be, you know, probably a inviting treat to get into that mating ball, an Egg McMuffin at the center.
If you're a rat, you do have to eat in complete solitude, because I can only imagine the frenzy that would be sparked
by
a delicious treat like that with the other rats.
Even if you smell like Egg McMuffin after eating it, the rats are going to eat you.
Oh, no.
So that's the dude. It shouldn't be dog eat dog world. It should be rat eat rat, because rats will really legitimately do that.
Do you think that the Egg McMuffin rat ended up getting this from a McDonald's? Did somebody give it to the Egg McMuffin rat? Did somebody throw away an Egg McMuffin?
I think what happened was somebody left an Egg McMuffin somewhere and the rat touched it and they were like, ick, I'm not getting it. I think it stole the Egg McMuffin away from somebody who was just chilling, and that person probably had the finances and the time to go and purchase another one otherwise, or had a whole bag of them. Something.
Yeah, the rat was practicing that technique that you do in junior high where someone had something you wanted to eat, you'd lick it in an attempt to claim it.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah. It works.
Danny, do you think that Egg McMuffin rat was a plant by Wendy's to try to launch Wendy's breakfast?
Wendy's has breakfast?
Yes.
Is that a thing? They do? What do they serve?
And they don't let rats get their hands on it.
Well, not
I don't
yet,
know if
anyway.
That's a good thing or a bad thing. I feel like
it's so delicious.
So delicious that even a rat will eat it.
Well, I don't think rats have a discerning
Burger King breakfast. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
No, Burger King breakfast has got those French toast sticks.
Oh,
those
dude,
things.
Those are deep fried. Yeah. And then you dip them in syrup.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I wish I had some right now.
Dude, fast food breakfast is so awesome.
Yeah.
It is. It is pretty good. I haven't tried the Wendy's, and this is a new revelation. I can't even imagine what they serve, like a spicy chicken breakfast sandwich.
Probably just a never fried beef patty with the. Some never frozen beef
patty. Never frozen.
Yeah.
I think they do cook it. Yeah.
Yeah. Never frozen beef patty with something else. One time I went for a breakfast burger in the airport and it was just a regular hamburger with an egg on the top of it. So it was like extra calories.
That's a good burger.
It was just a hamburger. Yeah. It was good, but it was like weird that it was advertised as a breakfast burger.
Some people do just throw an egg on something.
Yeah, I've done
like,
that.
Breakfast.
Yeah. It's breakfast, like the breakfast pizzas where you just crack an egg on top.
By the way, Tyson, let's go back to something you said earlier. I think it would be a great, like, if you wanted to start a viral YouTube channel, you recreate for scale all of these rat, like the rat pizza, the cockroach cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you try to recreate a pizza that size and drag it down, you know, something.
Flights of stairs. Flights of stairs that are as tall as us.
Just you'd to show how to, hard it is.
You'd have to do it immediately, though, within days of this happening for it to go viral. But can you imagine, like, trying to smoke a cigarette that's as big as your entire body?
That's what makes the channel so great.
That's what I'm saying. And how would you even get your hands on that much tobacco?
Are you got a
whole team
costume?
Of people. Yeah, you're in a cockroach costume with your head poking out so people can see you're human. You're like, this is what the cockroach did. And then you'd have to have a whole team of people emptying out cigarettes to create one giant cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
worth it.
Forever. Yeah, for sure worth it, but I don't know where I could find a team of people that'd be willing to do that for me.
Well, less than 10 people.
All right. We've got a couple of interesting animal stories to discuss here today. Danny, have you had a chance to view the video that was going around this week of the I believe they're howler monkeys in Thailand?
It doesn't matter what kind of monkeys they are. Let's just say very active monkeys.
If you show me the video, I can tell you if they're howlers, but I don't know that howlers even live in Asia.
All right. So let me try to bring that up. Danny, can you explain what's going on with the Thailand monkeys?
So the way I understood it and the article I read is that without tourists to feed the monkeys are roaming and very hyperactive in public spaces. It's a nightmare. Like, I would be terrified to have to walk across that area. I can't even imagine. They'd consume me. Like, we'd see a monkey story about monkeys drag human downstairs.
Would you just
Subway.
Wear a suit with broken glass all over it?
That is in barbed wire.
In barbed wire.
That actually is a really good idea, Tyson.
Yeah.
To protect yourself from the starved monkeys.
Yeah, those aren't howler monkeys.
Okay. It's a nightmare. They call them, I don't know how to pronounce
macaques.
That word.
Yeah. Those are macaques.
That's what it says they are.
Yeah. See, check this out.
Oh my God, dude. Is that
Isn't that
real?
A nightmare?
Yeah.
Isn't that a nightmare?
So here they all come. Those are the monkeys.
Where are they going for? What are they going for?
There's dude,
humans
they're like
standing
a wave.
Around, though.
Yeah, they're like a wave. They kind of move around, and I'm going to build that suit of broken glass that Tyson just described. I think that's probably my best defense.
So, what do you do? Is that an Egg McMuffin that was dropped? How did Egg McMuffin rat get the entire Egg McMuffin? But, 500 monkeys are going to battle for one scrap. Look at this, Tyson.
Dude.
It's like the Coliseum in there. You throw a pack of cigarettes, an Egg McMuffin into that mix, and you're going to see monkey violence.
Yeah.
On a scale unknown.
Yeah. It really is crazy.
It reminds me of that scene of Jungle Book where he goes to the monkey guy, and there's just all those King monkeys. Louis. That always, and always kind of freaked me out, and this is it in real life.
And what you're not seeing is as this monkey horde moves across, they're all constantly throwing their own feces
at each other
everywhere. Yeah. So you're like going to get caught in crossfire. It's going to be aimed at you. There's nothing you can do. And that's it. You're just going to be covered in it and probably scratched and bitten and clawed and hair ripped out. And man, these monkeys.
My guess is that we'll see this replicated in a handful of places with like wild dogs as well, you know, that roam streets and eat scraps. And eventually,
humans.
Yeah, I guess they'll find a way to balance things out.
I guess.
Oh, no.
Monkey knife fights are coming back.
Again?
Yeah.
All right, we got rid of those animal story. Tyson, I know you're a big aquarium guy. You like to visit them, whatever city you're in. Have you ever been to the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago?
I have not. Okay. I don't even know if I've ever been to Chicago.
Yes. Well, the Shedd Aquarium, they've closed it because of the social distancing around the coronavirus. But what they've decided to do is now that they've closed the aquarium is, hey, let's let the penguins out.
Cute.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like
that's very cute.
So the penguins are now being able to tour the rest of the aquarium.
Awesome.
So
they're actually like a people. They're like the people now.
They work there, Danny. I think they get to.
Yeah, that's true. Free admittance. Yeah.
And then 10% off of any of the food items and stuff.
Aren't they worried that penguins might become self-aware and realize that they're living in a prison?
Oh, it's sad.
Yeah, they're like,
It's like,
wait a minute.
Letting the guy on death row just like
not
view
free.
It from the outside for one day.
Yeah, they're going to see exactly where it is that they live. They're going to see all the other imprisoned manatees and sharks and whatever and be like, whoa, why? Why did you show this to us?
So here's my prediction. 2021, Chicago, the epicenter of the penguin flu.
Oh, no.
Because they're shitting all over. Somebody goes over there, slips, bonks their head on the ground, accidentally gets it in their mouth. Dunzo.
Okay, please be careful, everybody.
Penguins are cute, though. I mean,
they are cute.
If I saw a penguin hauling away a pizza or a McMuffin, I would be less disturbed. I'd be like, you know what? That is awesome.
Can a penguin hold an egg McMuffin? I feel like they have very, very short arms.
Well, I mean, obviously beak it. They'd be beaking
it.
Or whatever it is they have. I don't know what they've got. But I watched a documentary on penguins, and I was very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They just stand there. They just stand there.
The March of the Penguins or the March of the Penguins 2.
The one where they show
Happy Feet.
The ones where they just stand there and hold the egg while someone else go and hopefully the person who went to go get us food comes back. You know, I'm just going to stand here with this egg and possibly die in this spot to protect this egg. That's a pretty cool animal.
Are you taking kind of some inspiration from it for?
I was like, dude, that's not cool.
I have to go out on my
feet. I have stuff to do. I can't just stand here and hold this egg on my feet.
Yeah, that's true. And why would you hold it with your feet?
Well, you got to keep it above the ice. Remember, that's why they're holding it up there.
I just use my opposable thumbs.
Well, yeah, in the human comparison, yes.
Yes.
So
that was a nice story.
Yeah. All right. That was a nice story. We talked about some real animals, but Danny, I know that you are always looking forward to the Atlanta Furry Convention.
Oh, I had my tickets. I had my costumes dry cleaned. I mean, they can't totally clean it, but they got a lot of that crusty staining stuff out of
there. They can at least make it so that there's no germs.
You know, since the cuddle thing was canceled in San Francisco, I was really looking forward to
this. This is it.
Yeah. So sad to say that the Atlanta Furry Convention has now been canceled due to concerns over the coronavirus. This was going to be in May. And now, Tyson, the furries are not going to be able to get together.
Why can't they just outfit all their costumes with the bio war grade filters that Tesla's cars come in?
And by the way, this is a sign of the times because these people are very, very used to the spread and smearing of diseases at these things.
Yeah.
So if they're worried about it,
then
it's kind of like the Waffle House test, you know, for hurricanes, that if a Waffle House closes, it's a bad sign. If the furry convention is closing due to spreadable disease, then you should really take notice.
Yeah. It's time to think real seriously about your actions.
You feel like that the furries are the people that have the most finely honed immune systems from rolling around with all these interesting characters.
Yeah, there's just a lot of social intimacy, the complete opposite. A lot of, for what I've seen, and by the way, all I know about Furby is what I've read and I saw on like an episode of like CSI Las Vegas or something. So that's all I know.
Pretty extensive knowledge.
So basically a documentary, right, that I saw on CSI.
Yes.
And from what I can tell, it's the prime place, other than those cuddle parties, the prime place for people to share diseases. So if they're worried about something spreading, then, I mean, when they've spread and smeared and slimed so much around, that this is a place that, take notice when they canceled their little Furby get-togethers.
So many different things are being canceled. I saw that, Danny, also the pornography industry is really taking a hit. Do you think
again
that, is this
again
time,
another hit,
Danny?
What was the first hit, Danny?
No, I'm saying again, I mean you're at a place, they're used to spreading things, both of these conventions.
Easy,
and they're like, no, we don't want to spread this.
Okay.
But Danny, I feel like that as our teledildonics expert on the panel, I feel like that this is really time, no pun intended, for the rise of teledildonics, no?
Oh, another great thing to put on my business card. Oh, yeah. If any time, like if you are in charge of a teledildonics company, CEO, CFO, whatever,
you need to get
your product to market right now.
Right now.
You've got a 2-week window in which to just get, your robotic furry characters out, just all the stuff that you've had. You got to pump that out as quickly as you can, because now's the time. You can step in and save humanity with your teledildonics.
Yes. Okay. All right. Another group of people that hit hard by all of the coronavirus cancellations. Tyson, do you know that this is the most common most popular point in the year for people to have vasectomies?
I did not know that. Should I go get one?
Well, don't, because that so many people usually get their vasectomy scheduled for
March
weekend, so they can watch March Madness. And then with everything going on with the coronavirus, March Madness is canceled, but the vasectomy operations may not necessarily be canceled.
Oh.
And now, imagine this. Worst time to have a vasectomy now if you're a sports fan, because there's no sports. You're watching News AF.
Or Monk.
Or
Monk.
A Monk.
Yeah. I've just
don't
had
forget
a vasectomy.
Monk.
And on top of that, all I have to watch is 4 seasons of Monk on VHS.
Well, oh,
Disney
there's more Plus, than 4 seasons.
Disney Plus put out Frozen 2 a little early, so you could stream that.
Yeah. And I think you have to sit on an ice pack.
Yeah, you do. I should get a vasectomy because I'm done having children.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
And
you wouldn't have any reservations, Tyson?
No, Tyson, what if you have to reseed the planet? Don't.
Well, can't I just get that reversed? And you, as long as I just read up on how to do it, if everything goes to shit, I could do it myself with the right tools.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's always a cool part in an action movie when a guy performs surgery on himself. He's like,
the
takes
Rambo,
out the bullet.
The Rambo surgery where I reverse my vasectomy.
That'd be awesome. Like have
times.
Yeah, a guy who does a reverse vasectomy so he can be the hero who repopulates the planet. And you just have that scene of him undoing whatever
you just, like,
knots
on
they
the
tied.
Strap while you're doing
it. Got a mirror down there.
Okay.
That would be such a cool action movie scene.
I'll work that into the script.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Better than Monk, better than all your seasons of Monk.
Combined into one movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Tyson, what would be the ideal time of year or thing that you would want to watch if you were having a vasectomy?
I don't know. I was thinking the Tour de France, but that's pretty boring. You just want to fast forward to the finish line scenes for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have anything that I look forward to watching so much.
Mm-hmm. Get it when your wife is planning a trip to the in-laws. Doesn't work for Tyson, but...
Yeah, I live close by. I don't think it really matters for me. It's just when I want to just be able to just veg out for a few days, right?
Okay.
All right. Did you get a vasectomy, Rob?
No, I haven't got it. I would get one, but I have not. I have not gotten one.
Danny?
No, not yet.
Should we all go together and get a news
time? Can we hold hands?
Yeah, we can. Will we do it? And get pedicures at the same time.
That would be awesome. And podcast right after?
And podcast during. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome if they combined some of those services. Like Ty said, a pedicure, a vasectomy, maybe a haircut all at the same time.
A haircut. Wow. It's a lot going on.
I'm just saying, you're sitting down. There's a lot you can get done.
Yeah. That's like going to the car wash. Like, give me the deluxe package.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like
vacuum, wax.
Yeah. Get it all. Facial.
New car, air freshener. Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then we've talked about so many cancellations going on, but one event has not been canceled yet. And that is the annual UFO festival in Roswell, New Mexico. Tyson, once your, mandated quarantine period comes to end, that, there's still maybe time for you to get out to the UFO festival.
When is the UFO festival?
It's not until July 3rd through 5th. Organizers are saying to move it.
If things are still bad, it will be canceled. But as of yet, they still have time to cancel. So they're just waiting as long as they can.
They're going to wait as long as they can.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, but that's going to be in New Mexico. You don't think that this whole coronavirus started once those guys stormed Area 51? I haven't seen that
or
reported.
When a furry convention person came in intimate contact with an alien.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
That's a possibility.
Yikes.
You think
I feel like an alien would not be interested in a furry, Danny.
Really? Yeah. They wouldn't know they were a furry. They would think they were a real actual being.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't know. Yeah. This is too tame for an extraterrestrial disease. Like, if you're going to get like a pandemic that came from outer space, it's going to be something that makes like your arms explode and your eyes catch fire.
Well, I would hate for my arms to explode
and your eyes to catch fire.
Yeah. It's going to be something like out of this world.
Yeah, that's the only way to describe it. Case of the microwave bratwurst arms.
Okay. And now it's time to check in with our worst people in the world, the people that do challenges on TikTok and other social networks. Tyson, you're not going to like this one.
Nobody gets hurt then.
Well, there was a young woman on TikTok who took the quote-unquote coronavirus challenge and posted on TikTok her licking the toilet seat on an airplane.
Oh, my God.
That's better than a bluebell. I'd rather her licking that toilet.
I probably don't want to know, but tell us the airline.
Okay. So let me see if I can get the airline. I don't know if it's listed here in the challenge. Her name is
Frontier.
Ava Louise. She is a two-time guest on Dr. Phil and accused clout chaser on social media.
Yeah, she's the same one that like was flashing people at the World Series and
stuff. No, that's somebody different. That's somebody different. Oh, yeah.
Similar vein, though.
Yeah, similar vein. And so, yes, she's really come under fire. Meghan McCain retweeted the video of her and said, put her ass in jail.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, if she's
in jail,
she's trying to get sick and flying around on an airplane. That's not good.
Do you hear Marlo yelling dad at me?
Yeah.
Looking for
you.
You
need to go? Do you need to take a break?
No, I don't.
So I thought I'd heard this story before. Mm-hmm. And almost exactly a year ago, somebody did this as a stunt.
Yes.
This is a new person, but for a minute there, I thought this was the same story, just being repeated. Mm-hmm. But no, this is the second person to be caught on the news.
And disinfected all of it.
I don't care.
And then she's doing it. I don't care either, but what I'm saying is she's doing it solely for the
attention,
virality of it all.
Yeah, she protected herself.
There's enough virality going on right now, doofus.
Yeah. Yeah. She refuses to apologize, Ava Louise, the 21-year-old college student,
I wish I was on that flight so I could claim that I got like a butt rash right after she licked the toilet seat. And then that would like ruin her. Just, we should all just come out and be like, we were on that flight and we used the toilet afterwards. And I've never had as bad of anal warts as I has right now.
She made a video called Why I Licked the Toilet Seat. Now I'm running for president. I have it open as she's drinking a White Claw. Is this cool. The worst person in the world, Tyson?
It's Ooh. Definitely, she's in the running.
That's a heavily
right now.
Contested position, so she's got a lot of challenges.
Many people. You really have to do something that stands out.
She's going to have to work hard to overcome the Paul brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How, they're right there. Like, this is the same category of people.
Oh, where's she from and how old
this
is she?
This is a whole group. These people, there are so many of these types of people on YouTube and stuff that we're not in their sphere. We don't, you know, this, we bump into them every now and then when a new story like this comes up. But my guess is that there's a whole group, a huge group like this, licking toilet seats, making weird videos.
Clout. Yeah.
Logan
Did you get
Paul.
Chasing Clout? Yeah.
Yeah. She's Clout. That's what she's known as.
Logan Paul was similar. You just skyrocket until you do something. You don't even have a filter or know what's right or wrong, and you end up doing the wrong thing and not even knowing anything about why it's wrong. And this is where she's 21, and it's like, it's hard because she's so young, and that doesn't always make you stupid, but it can.
Yeah. So she cracked back or clapped back even on YouTube. She said, the challenge isn't real. No one is doing it. I made it up knowing I'd hit mainstream media immediately. You boomers turned this non-existent challenge into a problem that didn't exist and shared it globally because that's what you do. And that's what you do to this country.
That's my favorite part is that they do something stupid and then they turn it into some kind of message.
I do like that.
Kind of justifies the action.
I do like that. It is true.
Yeah,
why do we keep sharing this stuff with these people? And why are we talking about it right now?
Boomers. We just got boomers.
We just got boomers.
Well, we don't think that anybody is doing the coronavirus challenge. That we think that this woman is a bad person.
And by the way, if she had done this and not put that little statement at the end, Tyson would have said broga. So we would have called it. We would have said, this is broga. This is not a real challenge.
Well, we knew
she didn't give us the opportunity. Yeah.
This is
an attention grabbing. The news people, they need clicks. But for the rest of us, we look at this and we're like, this is not real.
I hope she gets sick, but not in like a deathly way. I hope she just gets like huge, like weird pussy warts all over her tongue and like her face for like a while.
Well,
and
that would not be good for her clout. She has a rap song called The Skinny Legend Anthem and describes herself as hot, skinny, and rich. I bet she's not that rich.
I bet she's hardly rich at all, but it's all relative to your neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. She's rich compared to most people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a feeling we're not going to... This is the last we're going to hear.
I have a feeling that these YouTubers... These millennials are going to usher in the real disease that ends everything for us.
Well, this isn't even a millennial, I don't think. She's 21, right?
What is that?
She needs to fight the Cash Me Outside girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I bet you they've already set it up.
Between the two.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
That deep, dark place.
Okay.
I don't have a bolt hole.
What? Because Danny, this is the biggest liability we've ever had. What do you mean we don't have a ball? This is so embarrassing.
I did get mad yesterday with my wife because I am so done with, like, I get on the news and all it is over sensationalized COVID-19 stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so I kind of stopped opening all my regular news sources because it's like I can't read the news. It's too enrages me.
Danny, let's on the fly, can you give us your St. Patrick's Day rant?
For sure.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day.
And here we go.
Please try not to be offensive to our Irish listeners and viewers.
Yeah, and I also have a song for us at the end afterwards.
Yes.
Oh, wait, you're not going to play Bolt Hole music?
Oh, all right.
Well, these people haven't heard the Bolt Hole song.
Well, that's, you could like, just start the story, and then we could play the song, you know, later.
So normally this is the Bolt Hole segment. Me. This is normally the Bolt Hole segment where Danny comes on and shares a news story that he found of his picking, and then we all go along with it. And I created a song together with my other friend that leads us into the segment, and the song is dope.
Why aren't we playing the song? I feel like you're not doing the push pole. Oh, there it is. I can't do without hearing this.
I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
So you want a St. Patrick's Day specific rant?
Well, we just want your thoughts on St. Patrick's Day. Like, is it one of your favorite holidays?
Guys,
what do you do to celebrate?
Guys, I think I'm going to surprise you with St. Patrick's
Day. You love St. Patrick's Day?
I've got nothing against St. Patrick's
Day. We played the song for that. We really played the song for that.
Yeah, I mean, what the pinching? Yeah, that was a little annoying when I was a kid.
I didn't know about the pinching until a couple days ago. I got into a fight with my wife. I didn't know about this.
Really? At elementary school, if you showed up without any green on, you got pinched all day long. And so what you would do is you would wear green socks. And then when somebody pinched you, you'd be like, I got green socks on, bitch. And then you could pinch the crap out of them.
That's right. Full on pinch attack.
You get to pinch them 10 times if they pinch you wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
There's some. Yep.
No, that's what I think. Yeah, that's what it was. So, I'm surprised you didn't know about the pinching. That was the very first thing I knew. Was like, mm-hmm. whatever, you know, you wanted to pay attention to that day because, man, if you slipped up and you didn't wear green, or you did what Tyson did and that did wear the surprise green, right? Mm-hmm. So you can return 10 pinches for every one.
Mm-hmm. Is that the rule? 10 to 1?
I think so. Something like that. It's been a long time since I've gone on the pinching streak. Because
now that we're grown-ups.
Well, I think even now you're not supposed to do any unsolicited pinching anywhere, no matter what your age is.
Yeah, it's frowned down upon, especially in elementary school.
Yeah.
That my wife has gotten into a new habit, Tyson. She has a machine called a cricket machine, which allows her to do
this is what she
can play cricket.
No, she can like make decals for t-shirts. And so she had made new St. Patrick's Day t-shirts that was with Baby Yoda. And he's saying, pinch me, you may not. And I was like, pinch me? What are you talking about? It's kiss me for St. Patrick's Day.
Whoa. Kiss
me.
Kiss.
I'm like, did they have to tone down kiss me? Was kiss me too hot for St. Patrick's Day?
It's both.
Yeah.
But pinch me also works, and it works better for children, the pinches.
I never got anything but pinches.
Danny.
Not butt.
You got butt pinches?
Yeah. I mean, occasionally you will get pinched in the butt.
Okay.
It was a different time back then.
Butt pinching was not looked down upon. Yeah.
No. But guys, what harm is there in St. Patrick's Day? It seems like, and I don't even drink, so...
binge drinking. You
know, I don't quite understand it, but they dye the river green.
Doesn't seem good.
No, it doesn't, but it's probably the cleanest the river will be the whole year long. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure the dye maybe kills off some of the bad stuff. Just get together and have a good time.
Yeah, not this year. Look,
it doesn't require me to buy anything for my wife or my kids.
Oh, that's why you like it. There's no
gifts. Yeah, it's like there's nothing I have to do. Wear green. I mean, by chance, I'm probably wearing green already. Mm-hmm. So because it doesn't involve any purchasing, any kind of mention of how much I love something or someone, all people do is go out and have a good time, wear silly hats, drink themselves to death. It's like it doesn't affect me, so it doesn't bother me at all. I don't know who the St. Patrick guy was, but he got one of the better holidays.
Snakes out of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Were there snakes in Ireland? Well, was that like a problem? They needed him to do. Was he like the Pied Piper of Ireland?
He
for
was
snakes?
Supposedly the Pied Piper of snakes in Ireland.
Yes, oh, actually, cool. I believe that that's where it started. That they had a lot of like baked goods. The first McMuffins were there in Ireland, mm-hmm. and then the snakes would take them down the steps. He led all the snakes out of the way so everyone could enjoy their McMuffins in Ireland.
Yes. So he got his sainthood for performing the miracle of the snake evacuation. You know, now getting rid of the snakes. And his second miracle to get sainthood was the invention of the McMuffin.
Yes. Can you imagine showing up to a country where there's no snakes and being like, what do I have to do to get my sainthood? P.S. I saw a snake over there. And they're like, well, just get rid of all of them. Done.
Done.
And then boom, like, dude, got rid of them. Yeah. So, Rob, I know you and Tyson.
Ball of snakes?
Yeah, thrown in the ocean.
I know you and Tyson are surprised I didn't have a rant, but now that I've clarified my position, I think you understand that it's just one of those holidays.
You didn't have to buy your wife a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it didn't have to do anything special for anybody.
No.
Yeah.
Not for anyone. I didn't even have to talk to anyone. Until now, I didn't even know that it was.
Yeah, I didn't realize until before the pre-show when we talked about it. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. So my kids have been very busy with leprechaun traps. Does this go on at your houses?
Yes. My kids built a leprechaun trap last year and I thought it was hilarious. Oh, and actually, no, Rob, I did have a complaint. My wife had to leave out like gold coins and stuff. I'm like, she was making it more than it had to be. Right, she was ruining a holiday I actually enjoyed.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is trying to, you know, it got pushed back down this year, but it's trying to get up there.
It is. Huh. Like all holidays, is trying to find its place in the market where someone can make a bazillion dollars off of a holiday that just used to be fun.
Right.
Yeah, but my kids did build leprechaun traps with shoeboxes, and I was highly entertained because, I didn't have to do anything. Maybe I offered some design critique, but other than that, nothing. So,
but I don't know what we're going for here. That it's turning my kids into psychopaths because I'm asking them like, what are you guys gonna do with the leprechaun? And they're saying, we're gonna steal his gold from him.
Yeah,
that's what my kids said too.
My younger son is like, and we're gonna kill him. they're out of control.
Wow.
Why are we fostering this hate against the leprechaun?
Could you imagine?
Because we didn't even do anything, dude. I didn't even nothing. But that's because we are quite sick here in the Apostle household right now.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if some intelligent creatures from outer space showed up on Earth today or, you know, this morning, and they look leprechaun in appearance. Like maybe the whole history of the leprechaun was some kind of extraterrestrial, kind of like the pyramids came down and showed Ireland how to get rid of their snakes. And then they, you know, the story got built around it. And then the kids just start.
Wheels are about 3 feet tall, dressed in green.
Yeah.
Wear a green top hat, have beards.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they show up today, and for some reason, all of our kids go berserk, and like young kids are like waterboarding leprechauns trying to find their gold, and they just leave the worst impression of the human race on these, you know, outer space visitors.
Yeah.
It would be a terrible time and a terrible thing to happen, but at least the news would have something different to report. That would be nice.
Leprechaun alien invasion.
Yeah, and destroyed. Good relations with the leprechaun invasion ruined by children torturing our friendly visitors, our friendly bearded visitors.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Tyson, anything else we want to add today?
Yeah, in these trying times, and especially in my house where my wife has been pretty sick after being home from New York, and I've been watching the kids for the most part on my own, which is fine, but all of it compounded into one thing is a lot. And I have made up a jingle for such circumstances. Go ahead and use it. I have not trademarked it, so you will not have to pay any royalties to sing this to whomever and wherever you want.
This is going to be like the Kylie Jenner Good Morning song. I hope this blows up as hard as that did.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like going to blow up like the Hot, Skinny and Rich anthem.
I think so, but it's really short. It's a jingle. It's not a song.
Oh, okay.
Better.
Here we go.
Okay.
The two worst parts of the 24-hour period are day and night. And I close my eyes when I sing it. You don't have to, but it just puts a little more soul into it, you know?
Tyson, I understand where you're coming from, because not only did your wife get a vacation, but oftentimes when the wife goes away or a spouse goes away and then they return, you're like hoping to just shove the kids onto them. You're like, all right. And then the worst case,
my work's done.
You just had, I'm done. Now you take some of this load off of my hands. And then, man, to have them come down and now you're taking care of a third child as well.
Yeah. I've been alone.
I'll be praying for you, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be praying to St.
Patrick.
The
good news is, one of our listeners and fans, Ailish Barry, sent me a free pair of Hoka running shoes.
Oh.
Which I bet.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I didn't know you ran.
Danny, I know how to run.
I know you know how to run, but you kind of stopped doing it once your dad bod came in.
Yeah, but I do it once in a while still.
Oh, those are good shoes too. They're like slippers.
They feel really great. So I've been loving them and hoping to run a little bit more, get my tan on a little bit.
And get away from your kids. Nice. That's why I run. To escape.
Because if you walk, they can keep up.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, they're not very good at keeping up. You can power walk and usually put some distance between you and your kids.
Okay.
All right. Tyson, great job. Danny, anything else?
That's it. I've said more than enough.
All right.
Happy St. Patty's Day, everyone.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more News AF next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.